It's Thursday, February 19, 2026.
After two decades of scientific evidence supporting the 2009 finding, the agency cannot credibly claim that that body of work is now incorrect.
Environmental and public health groups sue Trump EPA over repeal of the endangerment finding. New data suggests the rate of man-made global warming could be accelerating. Plus, the Trump administration has effectively canceled enforcement of environmental laws.
All of that Trump administration cancel culture and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
I mean, there's a lot of science here.
Yes.
And everything else, but those issues do impact all of us.
Even with all that science? This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, we saw this coming from miles away when they overturned the endangerment finding, but let the court battles begin.
Yes, the epic court battle is now underway. A broad coalition of public health and environmental groups sued the Trump administration on Wednesday over the Environmental Protection Agency's repeal of the landmark endangerment finding. That is the scientific determination that greenhouse gas emissions from burning oil, gas, and coal endanger public health by causing destructive climate change. It was the legal underpinning for U.S. climate pollution regulations. The federal lawsuit also challenges the EPA's rollback of fuel economy rules and tailpipe emission regulations for cars and trucks, the nation's largest source of climate pollution. Veteran climate scientist Dr. Michael Mann on the Midas Touch Network warned that the stakes could not be higher.
We will lock in far more devastating consequences for our health, for national security, for our economy, certainly, the cost of climate inaction is far greater than any cost of taking action. And so, yes, the elimination of the endangerment finding and its the limit that that places on the U.S. and its ability to regulate carbon emissions could have global ramifications because we are the world's largest legacy polluter.
And now new data suggests that the rate of global warming may be accelerating.
Great.
Global warming previously proceeded at a fairly steady rate, but a new Washington Post analysis finds that the last 30 years are the fastest warming period since record keeping began in the mid-1800s.
And that's why we need to shut down the Washington Post.
Well, the Washington Post also reports that the rate of global warming has also ticked up further in just the last 10 years. In a different study, an international team of scientists determined that the planet today is heating up faster than at any time in the last 3 million years. The researchers warn that humanity's ongoing greenhouse gas emissions risk tipping parts of the climate system into a series of self-reinforcing feedbacks, potentially committing the planet to substantially higher temperatures long term.
Meanwhile, back here in this country, we've done away with all the climate regulations.
And the Trump EPA's killing of the endangerment finding caps a year of deregulation that has killed off rules intended to curb industrial pollution of air, water, and soil. According to a report by nonprofit watchdog group Environmental Integrity Project, the EPA's enforcement of the remaining environmental and pollution regulations has nearly collapsed in the second Trump term.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump administration has also taken numerous actions to prop up the dying coal industry. Earlier this month, the EPA delayed a deadline for coal plants to clean up their toxic coal ash disposal sites across the country that are leaking toxins into groundwater.
No rush.
Reuters reports that the EPA also plans to loosen restrictions on coal-burning power plants, allowing them to emit more pollutants, including hazardous toxic mercury.
Fantastic.
Mercury is a powerful neurotoxin that harms brain development in babies and children. Studies have directly tied mercury pollution from coal plants to the mercury contamination in nearly all U.S. waterways and fish.
Well, let's see if we can get those studies revoked as well.
Conservation organizations and an Alaskan tribe this week sued over the Trump administration's renewed push for oil and gas development in the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska, ecologically sensitive lands that were previously protected habitat for wildlife. Finally, a coalition of scientific and historical groups this week sued the Trump administration over its efforts to whitewash history at multiple national parks, arguing that the administration's removal of factual information about climate change, civil rights, and more amounts to illegal censorship.
Facts. Who needs them? For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the social medias, especially Blue Sky at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.